And then just a little bit more detail on that attestation. We've gotten lots of questions about whether we have to collect the certification. That's part of that summary of COBRA premium assistance provisions. The DOL instructions do indicate that that should be provided alongside of, whether it's the updated election form or that extended election form that's being sent out. And so it is a good idea to send that along with it because that summary of the COBRA provisions does make it more clear than the actual notices themselves exactly what's required to be eligible and take advantage of this COBRA subsidy. We recommend that it, while it doesn't say that it's required that this certification be submitted along with the individual's election, that it really is probably best practice, and for two different reasons. The first reason, is that you want to make sure that the carrier and stop-loss carrier will provide this coverage, right? That they'll let these individuals, especially the second chance individuals, jump in and take advantage of this COBRA coverage for April through September. And as long it is more likely that they're going to do that and cooperate with that if the employer can show that those individuals met the requirements and they've got proof of that. We're assuming that there will be some requirements around documentation and proof that the employer provided the subsidy to eligible individuals, as the legislation defined. So having this type of attestation on file will provide that proof of the employer's right to collect the payroll tax credits.